You're listening to SBS News.
Let's start with the spike in Victoria. Is that a concern to you?
Obviously, we're very concerned about the Victorian cases. Whilst it's being well managed, it can go one of two ways. Either we can get it under control or the numbers can continue to spike, which would be a real issue. So what we're doing is urging anybody in Victoria who has the cold and flu-like symptoms to be tested for COVID-19. And we've established almost 90 clinics across the state, and we can find the details at health.gov.au, or on the Victorian Health Department's website. And these tests can help save a life.
One of the issues will be that many people are not getting the information that they need in their language because they come from a different language group. What's the government doing to sort that out?
So there are over 60 languages which have had information provided on the government's website through health.gov.au or australia.gov.au. We're particularly going through SBS and there are messages in multiple languages, but also to those who might be younger members of the Australian community with older family members who may not speak English or have easy access to English language messaging, please pass on the message. Keep the distance, even though it's natural to hug Nonna or somebody else, but keep that physical distancing. And also, if you are ill, stay home other than to go to the doctor or for testing. And please do the testing and download the COVID Safe app. This can help save your life and can save others' lives.
The Premier of New South Wales has been saying that people shouldn't visit Melbourne because of the spike in cases. Would you support that advice?
The medical advice focuses on six particular local government or council areas, and that's what's been agreed by all of the states and territories. So we'll continue to urge people to follow the medical advice, and that medical advice encourages people neither to enter nor leave those six local government areas of Hume and Brimbank, Darabin, Casey, Cardinia, Moreland councils. These are areas where we've had higher case numbers and we need to make sure that people in those areas are safe and that they are staying safe and keeping others safe.
I suppose one of the concerns would be, is this the second wave that we keep hearing about?
Now, at this stage, it's certainly not a second wave, but if it were to get out of hand, it does have that potential. So right now, we have relatively low case numbers, but not as low as we would like. We're always driving towards zero, but what we want to do is to clearly get these case numbers down, and that means we have to test as widely as possible across the affected areas of the north and west of Melbourne, as well as the southeast in Casey and Cardinia councils. Have people practice physical distancing and stay away from work or school if they are ill.
And I suppose international travel, you've been quoted as saying that you can't see that happening for a while.
No, there's no immediate prospect of international travel, and I'm sorry about that. But the border protections are keeping Australians safe. International numbers have rocketed past 9 million. They have accelerated in the last 2 weeks and again in the last week. And the world now has more than 9 million cases, heading very quickly towards 10 million cases officially, probably with a vastly higher number in reality. And it's a difficult place. For now, Australia is an island sanctuary.
On a personal note, you must feel that you would rather have any other job on the planet than this one, wouldn't you?
No, it's a privilege and a responsibility to have the role at present. And one of the most heartening things is just the immensely positive and responsible way that Australians have responded. This is why we're helping to lead the world. Why, of all the countries in the world, there is arguably no one that is better placed than Australia with the combination of our economic and our health response together. And that's just a tribute to Australians. And to be able to assist, that's one of the great honours of my life.
Oh, Minister Hunt, thanks very much indeed for your time.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.